reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello and welcome to PDGA Radio for August 27th, 2009. This edition will cover the 2009 President's Cup just completed overseas in Finland. We'll also talk about the European Open taking place as I speak and being completed over the weekend. It's now in its third year as a PDGA major event. I'll also have news on the popular Ace Race events put on annually throughout the country thanks to Discraft, and we'll run down some of the other results from across the disc golf world and look at the upcoming disc golf schedule. Those stories, along with your weekly dose of disc golf news, all coming your way next, right here on PDGA Radio.
It's at PDGAStore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAStore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAStore.com.
This upcoming weekend brings with it the European Open from Tampere, Finland. But before that tournament got underway, they also held the third President's Cup, matching Europe's best disc golfers against those from the United States. David Feldberg served as captain for Team America, which also consisted of Avery Jenkins, Ken Climo, and Nate Doss for the men, and Valerie Jenkins and Carrie Berlegar for the women. Team Europe had Birgitta Lagerholm and Angelica Frans for the women, along with Jesper Lundmark, Carl Johan Nybo, Timo Persio, and Marcus Schallström. The captain of Team Europe was Hans Tegebach, but he could do very little to stop the Americans from claiming their third straight President's Cup. The event, which was held on Wednesday, consisted of 18 total holes. The first nine would be a best individual score format with points awarded after the nine holes were played based on who shot the best score for the men and women. Carrie Berlegar easily had the best score at 1-under for the women, earning her team 4 points, with Valerie Jenkins and Birgitta Lagerholm at 3-over, each getting 1.5 points, tying for second best for the women. The men's battle was an all-American point sweep, with Nate Doss throwing 6-under to get the first place points, followed by Climo and Feldberg, who tied at 3-under, claiming another 3 points for the Americans. So, for after the first nine holes, Team America leads 12.5 to Europe's just 1.5, meaning Team Europe could only lose one match play contest over the back nine holes if they wanted to claim the President's Cup for the first time. But it proved to be a difficult feat indeed, as in the end, only Birgitta Lagerholm was able to claim the additional points for Team Europe. The final margin of victory for Team America, 27.5 to 4.5. The President's Cup will be held in the U.S. for the first time in 2010, as it takes place as part of the USDGC. More information about the President's Cup and the European Open can be found from PDGA.com. Early results are in from the 2009 European Open. After the first round of play, it's David Feldberg and Jesper Lundmark tied for the lead at 9-under par. Many others still within several strokes of the lead with 3 rounds still to play. They include Ken Climo at 6-under and Avery Jenkins and Nate Doss in at 2-under. 7 throws off the lead after the first round. It is just a 6-person women's field this year, but it appears Carrie Berlegar has the course figured out. She looks to repeat as the European Open champion. She throws 2-under in the first round, about 990 rated, leads by 3 throws over Valerie Jenkins and Ani Matalainen. Live scoring along with video highlights and other features available all weekend long courtesy of PDGA.com, European Open TV, and OpenDiscGolf.com.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
You are listening to PDGA Radio. Thanks for joining me. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Still to come this week are the results from last weekend, your schedule for the weekend ahead, and your dose of disc golf news. But lots of results to get to from this past weekend of August 22nd and 23rd. We'll start with an 8-tier in Norwalk, Connecticut for the Cranberry Classic. There it's Steve Brinster getting his biggest win of the year by two throws over Nico LaCastro and Cale LaViska, who tie for second place, those two throws behind. Leslie Brinster won for the women, uncontested, and Daniel Marcus gets the win in Masters. Moving to Salt Lake City, Utah for the Full Throttle Challenge at Solitude Mountain Resort. There, the big first place check goes to Paul Ulibarri, who wins by 7 over Christian Dietrich. In the Masters division, we'll find Mike Milne edging out Rory Self by 2, getting the win. And in advanced, it's Zach Ralphs getting his first win. The Georgia State Championships were also this past weekend, with Jason Makarovich winning by 2 over Matt Dollar, and also the New York State Championships held, with Chris Vilmorin winning by 2 over Bobby Jones. Elsewhere, Devin Owens won in Arkansas at Hell on the Border. Ryan Schweberger edges out Cam Todd by 3 to win in North Carolina. In Emporia, Kansas, on Saturday at the Revenge of the Monkey, we see George Smith winning in Open. Liz Lopez wins for the women. Mark Martin wins in Masters, and Bo Carrasco wins Advanced. Then on Sunday, still in Emporia, it was the Dynamic Discs Open, with Eric McCabe winning for the guys. Liz Lopez claims another trophy for the women, and Andrew Peterson wins a playoff to claim Advanced. Steve Gailey wins the Tumbleweed Open in Arizona. Jay Redding, Mike Olse, Thomas Brown, and Brian Schmidt all get wins in Texas. Paul McBeth wins the Sunrise Showdown in California. John Lorenzen wins in Homer, Alaska. Kirk McAllister wins in Oregon. Ryan Herzog and R.C. Hunt win in Michigan. H.B. Clark wins twice in Kentucky on the AT&T Bluegrass Series. Kevin Stewart wins in Ohio. Jim Myers wins in Pennsylvania. And Jackie Logan wins in Tennessee at the Skeeter Heater. Internationally, Henrik Wallman wins in Sweden. And in Helsinki, Finland, it's the local pro Villa Pipo winning by 2 over Jesper Lundmark, with a pair of Americans tied for third place as Nate Doss and Avery Jenkins were taking part in some warm-up tournaments prior to this weekend's European Open, taking place in Tampere, Finland. Kari Berlegar edged out Valerie Jenkins to win by 3, there for the women. Of course, as mentioned several times earlier on this week's edition, this last weekend of August has a PDGA major event taking place overseas in Finland with the European Open. But it also has numerous PDGA tournaments here domestically as well, including the first ever Superclass Nationals for those players who like the older, oversized type of discs. It's in Cedar Lake, Indiana, site of the 2010 Pro World Championships. Other than that, there's a lot of B and C tiers on the schedule, such as the IDGC's Champions Series in Appling, Georgia, the Montana State Disc Golf Championships in Bozeman, Montana, the Prairie Open presented by Wydye in Kenosha, Wisconsin, the Lava Launch takes place in Oregon, the Millstream Open in Minnesota, the Trace Open in Mississippi, the Lehigh Valley Open in Pennsylvania, or the Sumac Attack in Ohio. Check out the full list of events on the PDGA calendar. That's at PDGA.com.
you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com. Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where there are a few items of disc golf news to pass along your way before we wrap things up this week. They include a reminder that the next player ratings update for PDGA members will be taking place early next week. It's scheduled for Tuesday, September 1st, and will include all events completed and submitted to the PDGA office prior to August 18th, including the 2009 World Championships. Also, with fall quickly approaching, it's a good time to check in and find out what's going on with Discraft's annual Ace Race event. More information can be found about this from Discraft.com. Basically, it's a simple disc golf game involving them giving you a pair of special prototype discs and then having you make ace runs at each hole on your course, with the winner being whoever hits the most aces or hits the most metal during the round. There's no putting or approach, just one attempt per hole to make that ace. More than 150 events already on the schedule for this year, some already starting on August 1st. This year's disc is a new putter that Discraft has produced. It's the first time a putter has been used for the Ace Race. Each player will get one in the Pro D plastic and one in ESP. That is all I have for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. I am Steve Kaczynski, PDGA number 29027. We'll meet up again next week with results from the European Open, a look ahead at the U.S. Masters, and more.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.